Okay, hi guys, and welcome to this episode of Liberal Perceptions, which is on social standards as such, which I'll elaborate more on what it's about further on. And again, me and Dale will be doing this one, as always. And what was it? Oh yeah, I'd like to apologise as well for not doing this. We've decided that we're kind of like, you know, not keeping to the schedule anymore because it's kind of hard to do it every Thursday anyway, and all for various reasons. So like some days we might upload quite a few and then other days we won't, like then we might not upload any for a month or something like that. It just depends. And also we've now got an email, so if anyone wants to get in contact with us and isn't on our YouTube channel, which is basically just Liberal Perceptions, you can email either me or Dale at liberalperceptions@gmail.com. So, yeah.
Just remember to put the name who it's meant, like email or Dale or Emma or Dale, in the subject so we know who it's for, so we don't have to like read it and...
Yeah, or if you're not bothered then, like, we can just, you know, and we'll probably just answer them at the end of the podcast as well, if, like, you want an in-depth answer or whatever. So, yeah. Okay, so basically what we mean by, like, social standards is, like, it's more like, you know, social perceptions and stuff, and it's just kind of twisted in a sense, because if you see a cleaner, your perception of them is not, like, probably they dropped out of high school or something. The life doesn't really mean anything, and, you know. And then when you see a doctor, they're somehow reputable for going to university. And, you know, it just seems, like, very old-fashioned, yet we still have these preconceived ideas of people just based on simple things, like their jobs, which one shouldn't really be prejudiced about, but still is anyway.
Yeah, and that's like, say if there was a bin man and a doctor standing next to each other, which one would you trust with your money more? If you had a £10 note in your hand and you had to give it to one of them to look after, which one would you give it to? And because of that preconception, we'd all normally go for the doctor, even if we know nothing about them.
Yeah.
This also continues in like a school and mainly high school aspect where if you like, say if you don't have very many friends and I've just lost my trail of thought.
Yeah, it's very different in high school as well, because like more like with, you know, in another environment other than high school, it's not based on like what social genres that you fit into, but more like other things which are more judgmental, like even your housing situation or something. But in a high school environment, and maybe even in an office environment, it's based on popularity, which is also very weird. So, like, I mean, typically to be popular, in my opinion, you have to be good at sports. You have to be rather funny and be good looking. So, based on those simple factors, you trust someone more, or maybe not trust them in a sense, but you aspire to them even, which is a lot more than trust, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the teachers seem to clock onto this. Like, say if you're more popular, then they seem to let you get away with more things.
Yeah, it's very weird, you know. And I mean, I think back deep down, we always want to aspire to these sort of social, you know, well, things which aren't basically stigmatized in a sense. Because if I was someone who mopped floors all day, I would be able to rationalize that I was happy with life and that I was happy with my job. But I think deep down inside, even if I didn't like medicine or anything like that, I'd still prefer to be a doctor, or I'd still prefer to we keep on using the doctor example. I don't know, be something else which is of like pretty high standards, even though I'm not that bothered. I'm like, I'm quite an unpopular person, but I still aspire in the end of the day for acceptance. This sounds so weird. Even though, like, for the most of the time, I do everything not to get acceptance. It's, like, just weird the way that we aspire and how these, how these things develop. Like, why do doctors get paid so much anyway when, like, people need clean floors as well and people need the rubbish to be taken away?
Yeah, even if it isn't something as high up on, like, the job permit thing, like teachers, like, a cleaner and a teacher, the teacher just seems on a completely higher level compared to a cleaner, and it's not really, like, money and stuff, but people, it isn't just trust, though, it's, like, it's more than trust, which they have with them.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's just kind of weird the way it all develops, if you get what I mean. Because we all build these social tensions up, and honestly, I do think it's all based around salaries here. If, like, you look at the nurses and the doctors, sorry to keep on referring back to this, but I always get the idea when, like, observing and stuff, that the nurses are, like, looked down significantly just because of that. And then there's things like as simple as gender. If you look at, like, a typical high school dinner table, it's not usually mixed set. It's usually not mixed gender, if you get what I mean. It's usually just boys and then females. And then if you take it even further, which is, like, kind of getting a bit complicated, you usually don't see people fitting into these stereotypes mixing together. Like, you wouldn't see... I really hate to condone these stereotypes, but in a sense they are kind of true no matter how much we all hate them. You wouldn't see an emo and a chav sitting next to each other, typically. And, I mean, even if you go down to the music that people listen to, and I know this sounds really, really vain, but you often don't find rap singers sitting next to death metal singers. And I think it's like we build up every single social tension we possibly can for no particular reason.
Yeah, like, I really don't understand how this works, because, like, I know in my mind how it works, but you could say if someone came into the country and you just said that, say, if you wanted to fit into a certain fringe rich group, or if you wanted to be popular, you had to be attractive, they'd be looking at you like, why? What is the point? Like, school and the workplace are, like, completely different when it comes to this. Like, as you said, in the workplace, it comes down to salary. Like, the more money you get, like, the higher up on the pecking order you are. But in school, and specifically high school, it's things that you normally can't control. Like, say if you're academically smart, you are looked on as, like, a nerd in inverted commas, and everyone thinks that you're going to do really well and make loads of money, when that might not be the case. But I don't see how people can understand why people who are academically smart will get good jobs, yet when they're in high school they're still looked down on, but as soon as they get into the workplace and they're earning, if they earn lots of money, then they'll be looked up at.
I know, it's like, it's just weird the way things change, you know. It's like the standards are completely different. And I think that the reason is that this is going to probably sound really cynical, but it's kind of the truth. What are you going to get from someone who's academically smart, and what are you going to get from someone who's socially able in high school? You get more from someone who's socially able, someone who's academically smart, stereotypically, you don't get help that much. And the things you do get help, for the person who's academically smart, they're just getting used. But with someone who's socially able, you actually do develop a two-way relationship, if you know what I mean. Like, you'll be talking to them and you'll be friends. But, I mean, in a high school environment, it's useless to have someone who's academically smart because, you know, it's of no use to you.
Yeah, and it's just a really weird topic. Like, I can't even explain what this topic actually is, to be honest, but the listeners are probably, well, you are probably agreeing with us on this, and how, if you're not really, like, attractive in school, but everyone's attractive in their own way, but say if you're not, like, attractive
from a conventional kind of way.
Yeah. Like, you're looked down on so far that you may be bullied, and it can be just silly things, like, I know I have this gap in my teeth, which the viewers have probably never seen, but I have a gap in my teeth, and when I were in primary school, I was bullied, like, constantly about it, like, into every argument, it'd be like, oh, but you have a gap in your teeth. I'm like, that makes no difference upon whether I should fit into a certain friendship group.
Yeah, it's just really weird things like that. It's like, it's really hard to, like, vocalise this, because I think we all know how it works, but we can't really explain it in a sense, if you get what I mean. But it's like, we find every single excuse to separate ourselves from other people, if you know what I mean. And it's like just really weird, like, it can go down to so insignificant things, like what type of music we listen to. Even with some guys, it's like what game console you play.
Yeah, like, I don't really want to start a flame war between Xbox and PS3, but at my school, there's, like, a group of people who talk non-stop about Xbox, and if you say one thing about the PS3, they will outcast you so much. And that's what I think is completely stupid. They're both consoles, and they basically play most of the same games. I know they both have exclusives, but in the whole, they play the same games.
And that's the thing, though. There's no difference. It's just something, yet another thing you can separate someone with. Like, there's no difference between a black and a white person, but honestly, at my school, it's pretty, you know, separated anyway, you know.
That's because it's a Catholic school, and it's like...
Yeah, but there's quite a lot of racist people in my school, and there's also quite a lot of sexist people in my school, I guess. But, you know, the really weird thing is, and I was having a giant rant at this guy yesterday. I think it was, what day is it? Right, okay, it was Tuesday. I was having a giant rant at this guy, because it's so really, really messed up, okay? I've been going on about this quite a lot. You'd be surprised how much someone who's popular can get away with saying. This guy was going on about how racist he was, like it was something to be proud of. Then he was going on about how he laughed at a girl that was getting raped and being deadly serious. Then he was going on about sexist comments, and guess who was standing there listening and thinking it was all okay? It was a bunch of girls who liked him. That's how much you can get away with in a high school environment, and that's how messed up it is. And, like, you get it's like a double standard for everything.
It's like that in lessons as well, because in English we all had to stand up and do a speech on something which we'd want to be, like, removed, like something that annoys us, and we'd want...
Room 101, we were doing that as well, I think.
Yeah,
Room
101.
Some of the sets were doing that, I wasn't doing that, but, you know.
And we all stood up and did it, and one person accidentally said arse, which isn't that bad a word, but he wasn't, like, the most popular of people, but he got shouted at and basically sent out the lesson. But then someone who was more, like, socially, what's the word?
Able.
Yeah, able. Came up, said the A word again, because I'm trying to keep this podcast so it's not explicit. Said that, and the teacher laughed, even though the person who said it before had been sent out. And I don't understand how that works. Like, you can't treat one student different from the other.
To us, I think in the day we're all subject to it, because there's the teachers who, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to generalise teachers here. Right, okay, in my opinion, there's two types of teachers. There's the megalomaniac ones, who just want power, and who also have some sort of revenge to take out, because they didn't have a good time at high school, and it's more for the money. I know that sounds really twisted, but I've came to this conclusion out of all the things teachers do and how they treat people. And then there's the teachers who like high school, they genuinely like it. So that would be like, honestly, I'd classify that as someone who liked high school and liked the social standards ones, probably popular. And then you get those people who are socially inept, and they also get like on the good side of favoritism as well, because the teacher can relate. So I think in the end of the day, it's all like the same, unless you get those teachers who, like, you know, just simply don't do it, but, you know.
On the other hand, these sort of social groups, I could call them, that isn't really the right word, but that's basically what they are. Sometimes these can be a good thing, because say if one person in a group who were like known for doing things that are against the rules, say if one of them does something and they know that a group was involved, then the teachers can like target that group and they'll be involved, and it's most likely that it'll be one of them. I'm not saying it is in all cases, but
that's like kind of from like a bureaucratic like kind of way, like rather than like, you know, social ways. But another thing I'd like kind of like to bring up is the way from primary school to high school it all changes. And I have a sister who's just left year 6 and gone into year 7, and she's changed so much in like the 3 weeks she's been there, because it's totally different in high school. It's so different. And I just think it's really, really weird the way it all changes. Because, like, in primary school, there really wasn't that much of a social standard. People would hang around with people, and people wouldn't really give a damn, frankly. They really wouldn't. And there's no social tensions, and there's no, like, class. No one's classed these social groups as such. Like, there might be some, but no one really acknowledges it, and no one really cares. There is the popular people and the people good at sport, but like the tension isn't as significant. And then when you go into high school, it all changes so fast. And like, I mean, there's the all of a sudden there's all these giant social tensions and stuff. And I so saw this when I went into year 7. It was so evident in everything, because, like, all of a sudden, the people I used to hang out with in primary school, it was no longer socially acceptable for me to hang around with them, because, like, for some reason or another, I didn't fit into the social class. And, I mean, it's interesting and really messed up at the same time.
Yeah. And another thing which I've noticed is how everybody seems to want to be in, like, the highest ranking social group. But then again, everyone's trying to do their own thing at the same time.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was saying at the start, you know. Everyone wants to aspire to these things that we all put at the top. But in the end of the day, we rationalise ourselves into liking what where we're in, and in the end of the day, it doesn't really change anything when you're popular and you're the, in a sense, the ideal person. It doesn't really change anything. Can I just hang the call, put the call on hold for a minute? Someone's just came back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Someone just came back. So yeah, we all like kind of aspire to it, even though in the end of the day we rationalise to ourselves that we don't really want that anyway, and we rationalise it. And in the end of the day, even though it's like the ideal thing, because it's so evident and we all want it, nothing really changes in my opinion. Like, maybe the discussions of topic changes in a minor sense, but that's basically it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Another thing about that is, people get into the high social group, they actually find out that they don't like it. I'll just have to be right back.
Okay, I'll put the call on hold again.